This is Seabrook Station Emergency Public Information. The following announcement contains important emergency information. It tells you what to do in the event of a serious incident at the Seabrook Station. If you live in the communities of Amesbury, Merrimack, Newbury, Newburyport, Salisbury, or West Newbury. Some of this information is also useful for other emergencies, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, chemical spills, or large fires. Item number one, emergency warning signals. If there is an emergency, you will be notified by one or more of the following warning signals. A loud, continuous sound of the community's outdoor sirens, lasting 3 minutes. Emergency workers will notify individuals with access and functional needs. The U.S. Coast Guard will alert ocean boaters. Sirens would alert boaters on the Merrimack River. Channel 16 and 22 on Marine Radio will also give boaters information. Outdoor sirens would alert people at the beaches and Parker River National Wildlife Refuge. U.S. Department of the Interior staff would also alert people at the refuge. A message on teletypewriters, or TTYs, if you've registered with your community's emergency management office to be notified over TTY in case of an emergency. MEMA's Twitter and Facebook accounts. Massachusetts Alert's smartphone app, available at www.mass.gov/MEMA/mobile app, and wireless emergency alerts. Item number two. What you should do if you hear a warning signal. If you hear a warning signal, turn your radio to Emergency Alert System radio station. The Emergency Alert System stations in this area are 1030 AM, 98.5 FM, 93.7 FM, 92.5 FM, and 1450 AM. The Emergency Alert System is a direct link between you and the people in charge of your safety. Information and instructions may be given to you any hour, day or night. Most importantly, monitor your emergency alert station. Item number three. If officials say to shelter in place, you may be instructed to shelter in place, which means you should go indoors and close all windows and doors. Turn off window fans, air conditioners, and clothes dryers, and close all vents if directed. Monitor your emergency alert system station for further information and instructions. If you have pets or livestock, shelter them too. Give them feed and water that comes from a covered source. Item number four, if officials say to evacuate. If evacuation is necessary, public safety officials will tell you what to do over the radio. Stay calm. Prepare to leave the area quickly and safely. Do not try to pick up children at their schools. They will be taken to designated host schools outside the area where you may pick them up later. If you're at home, pack a few essential items for yourself and family members. An evacuation could last from a few hours to several days. Plan to take clothing for several days, prescription medicines, medical equipment if needed, and important medical records, baby formula and diapers if needed, toilet articles, identification and important personal papers, money, credit cards and checkbook, and special diet foods if needed. Take bedding, soap, and towels if you need to stay at a mass care shelter. Close and lock windows and doors. Turn off lights and unnecessary appliances. If you cannot get a ride with neighbors, contact your local emergency management agency. Emergency workers will provide you with transportation assistance to a designated reception center as necessary. The reception center for residents of Amesbury, Merrimack, Newbury, Newburyport, Salisbury, and West Newbury is Masconomet Regional School, located in Boxford. You will be monitored and checked for contamination at the reception center as necessary. Officials will decontaminate and register any individuals needing assistance. Information will be provided to help reunite families if necessary. If you have any additional needs, officials will assist you. At the reception center, you'll be directed to a mass care shelter if you need a place to stay. Food and sleeping areas will be provided outside the area until the emergency is over. In conjunction with an evacuation, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health may recommend evacuees ingest potassium iodide, or KI. Potassium iodide, or KI, is a drug that can protect the thyroid gland from radiation injury caused by radioactive iodine. The drug is approved for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and is available over-the-counter. Emergency broadcasts over the emergency alert system will tell people if the Massachusetts Department of Public Health advises them to ingest KI. It is prudent to have potassium iodide prior to an emergency. Persons living within the 10-mile emergency planning zone may obtain potassium iodide free of charge from their local Board of Health. Further information on KI can be found on their website at www.mass.gov/dph/RCP. Plan in advance to evacuate your pets. If you're told to evacuate, take your pets with you. Do not leave your pets behind. Since MassCare shelters and the reception center do not accept pets, only service animals will be allowed inside the reception center in MassCare shelters. Make a list of places that would accept your pets, such as boarding kennels, friends and relatives outside the emergency planning zone, or motels that accept pets. Prepare an emergency kit for your pets, including collars, leashes, a 3-day supply of food, bowls, litter boxes, pet first aid kit, photographs, medical records, and a week's supply of medication that your pet may be taking. Make sure your pets wear collars with current license and rabies tags and identification tags that include information on where you'll be staying. Use a pet carrier for each of your pets to make transportation easier. Remember, you go, they go. Item number 5, access and functional needs individuals. Your local emergency management agency is prepared to help you if you require additional assistance during a public emergency. If you or someone in your household would need notification or assistance with shelter in place, evacuating, or staying in a MassCare shelter, please let your emergency management office know immediately. Assistance is available but must be planned for before an emergency happens. All information will be kept strictly confidential. If you need assistance, call your community's emergency management office. The phone numbers are in Amesbury, 978-388-8155, Merrimack, 978-346-9676, Newbury, 978-462-4440, Newburyport, 978-465-4424. Salisbury, 978-465-0543, and West Newbury, 978-363-1103. I repeat, your emergency management phone numbers are in Amesbury, 978-388-8155, in Merrimack, 978-346-9676. Newbury, 978-462-4440. Newburyport, 978-465-4424. Salisbury, 978-465-0543. West Newbury, 978-363-1103. Item number 6, take action now to receive emergency notifications. Sign up now for Seabrook's Code Red at http://public.coderedweb.com/CNE/BF065F487535. Or download Massachusetts Alert's smartphone app at www.mass.gov/MEMA/mobile app. This information represents part of the emergency planning efforts of your local officials in cooperation with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and Seabrook Station.